launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we might talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to the site. And at the very least, if it doesn't make it on the air, it'll make it in front of other listeners' eyes, because everybody, the listeners that visit our website, are interacting together in that you submit a show prep suggestion. Other listeners will look at it and decide whether they like or dislike it, and they'll give it an up or down vote. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. As always, much to discuss here tonight. Of course, your phone calls, if you make them, about anything, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk about a man who was doing a little whittling. Something that, it tends to be, I guess you don't see it very often these days. People, you know, sitting on their front porch doing some whittling. Got themselves a piece of wood and a knife and carving something.
I've seen people do amazing things with just pocket knives.
Well, and indeed, that's apparently what one man was doing in Seattle.
As I thought whittling was purposely not like carving anything. I thought they were just like shaving pieces off of a stick. I thought it was just like a busyness.
The definition of whittling is taking small, using probably a specifically a pocket knife, but there's probably some other tools that you can use in carving things.
Okay.
That's probably,
I didn't know it was goal-oriented. I thought it was just, see people who rip paper into long strips when they're nervous, and you just like, shh. I guess I'm learning something new now.
Maybe.
I'm from Georgia. You'd think I'd know these things.
You know, yeah, right. I'm from Florida, but it doesn't mean I was from real Florida. It means I was on the West Coast of Florida.
It's not real Florida.
Right. The story's from Como News at comonews.com. A man was fatally shot by police in downtown Seattle on Monday afternoon, according to the police. The shooting occurred wherever in Seattle at approximately 4:15 p.m. Police said an officer was on patrol when he spotted a man sitting on the sidewalk whittling. The officer approached him. The officer told the man to drop the knife several times, police said, but instead of doing so, he stood up. When the man refused to heed his commands, the officer opened fire and hit the man. The unidentified man was fatally injured. Nearby witnesses said they heard as many as 5 shots being fired. One witness who wished to remain anonymous, probably because they're scared of the police.
You think that this was the time for, say, a taser instead of a gun? If you're going to use it, the first thing to pull here wouldn't be the gun.
According to city,
don't you think you could stay back just a little bit? Don't you think you can draw your gun faster than this guy with a 3-inch pocket knife can pull it out? Don't forget, you've got a bulletproof vest on. Can stab you with it? I mean, stand back 12 feet.
According to the city code, it's unlawful for anyone to carry concealed or unconcealed on his or her person any dangerous knife, or carry concealed on his or her person any deadly weapon other than a firearm. The code qualifies any dangerous knife as any fixed-blade knife and any other knife having a blade more than 3 1/2 inches in length. The name of the involved officer has not yet been released, but Seattle Police Chief John Diaz did comment on his performance. He said he's considered a very good officer, and he has a good record. The officer involved in the shooting has been placed on paid administrative leave, which means a paid vacation. As is standard in such cases, the incident will be reviewed by what the chief calls a shooting review board. And, of course, we can all predict what the review board will find. They will find, of course, that the officer was completely justified in what he did. This man was not behaving as most serfs would behave. He did not do as he was ordered to do, and that justifies 2 to the chest and 1 to the head. And that's what they're going to find. That's what they find almost every time.
Especially when you don't have people complaining enough. If they managed to get some community organization going on here, if they had 500 people going to the courthouse or something like that, there might be a token punishment given to the officer. But probably,
he'll get an award for taking a violent knife-wielding criminal off the street.
Right. This is just going to be an administrative thing done in a back room, and bling, bling, bang, it's over.
Let's talk to Ryan in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live in Washington.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah. What's on your mind?
You know, that whittling thing, of course, whittling, you know, it's an old country thing for just sitting there trying to shave a stick down.
Yeah, they don't know about all that in Seattle, apparently.
Well, you know, you could watch the Beverly Hillbillies back in the old days. Jed used to whittle all day.
No whittling is allowed in within city limits.
Yeah, you're doggone right. That's not the first killing we've had here recently. They're mowing them down regularly, and they don't really care. If you got a knife, they don't shoot you in the leg. They go right for you. Boom. Mm. And they take you down, and they don't waste the bullets either because they ain't paying for them. I can tell you a story in a little town where I live. We're not too far from the coast of Washington State.
Mm.
And there was you got your fellas around town driving an old junky vehicle, and they maybe collect scrap or whatever,
yeah.
And maybe they're not all there, but they're good enough to try to get by on their own.
Sure.
And we had a fellow like that. He used to take a fan off of a car, the front fan, and he had it on the top painted, and it'd swirl around, and he'd been around here forever. One day, one of the cops stopped him, and just like this fellow, I don't know if he was, a little angry or whatever, but he had a knife. It wasn't anything big or anything. They didn't shoot him in the leg. They executed him right there, just like they executed that fella. And, when they got their guns, you don't argue with them. Or you're going to be dead. You won't be arguing with nobody. And I know what you guys say, and I like what you're saying, but these guys are killers.
Oh, hey, dude, I agree with you, man. You don't mess with a crazy man with a gun. You don't mess with a man that has the ability to literally get away with murder. That's
right?
What these people are.
License to kill, yeah.
No, I had my two children who are older now, 27 and 30, when they were out young and fooling around and doing a little party and stuff, a cop came up on them and about six other individuals, two cops, and they told my son, who was at the time about 14 years old, to put his hands in the air, and when he didn't, they pulled that gun out and stuck it right to that 14-year-old boy's head. Now,
oh, Lord.
That was, I believe, a Glock that they did that with. And just about a month after that, they showed a person they had down on the ground down in Las Vegas. And when I went right after the chief of police, and I told him, listen, what did you think a 14-year-old boy was going to do? Nobody had any weapons. They were just kids,
Well, these guys do deal with 14-year-old killers on a relatively regular basis. It's the truth. Look, I was in prison with 14-year-old killers. I'm not saying it's okay.
Well,
I'm saying that's the way they see your son, that they live in a twisted, sick world that is full of violence, and then the expectation is that somehow they're going to serve our needs by protecting us.
I don't think they do that much. Regularly. I don't think it's that regular. I think that's more the exception of what they deal with. I think most of the people they're dealing with are not that dangerous and violent.
I live in the country. I'm a long ways from parking meters. I'm a long ways from parking meters, guys. Mm-hmm. I heard you say that yesterday. But, the thing is that there was no reason for it. But what I was going to say, when I told the police officer, the head of the police chief here in our town in Aberdeen who did this, when I told him, that gun could have misfired, and he said, no, they don't misfire.
Yeah.
And then about...
Our cops don't make mistakes.
2 months later, they had a guy down in Las Vegas with the same Glock. They had him down on the ground, and a woman police officer was holding the gun up, and it misfired and shot a bullet right next to him in the sidewalk.
Oh my
gosh. I think that was shot on video, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was the same
freaky
incident. And,
a foot, to the side, and it would have blown his head off.
These guys are killers, and there's no, that's why I say you really got to watch it. I was just listening to that gentleman you had on before, though I admire what he did. I know Allentown, Pennsylvania. I came here from the East Coast in 1979 when I was a young man, and I was just a few months ago in Allentown because I had a relative there. I used to go and take care of her twice a year and keep her house up and what have you. Was my mother-in-law. She finally passed away, so I know that area. And I can tell you, when we were kids down in Cape May, New Jersey, in the Wildwood area, the cops would just beat the car out of us. And we couldn't do nothing about it. It was our word against theirs. And,
Ray, did you find our show on KVKW just out of curiosity?
No.
We are on KVKW on Saturday nights. You might want to give them a call and ask for all week long. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from AnarchyInYourHead.com. You can go and get great liberty-oriented cartoons and some occasional video blogs and other posts by Dale over at AnarchyInYourHead.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Corby in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Corby.
Hey, guys. I was just reading a story about on your website about the Netherlands is closing 8 prisons due to lack of criminals, and I tried to do a similar search here, And the only time I could find the prison closed here, there was like another prison open in its place. But, you know, here we don't have a, we have a steady supply of criminals because they keep writing down words on paper that turn, you know, law-abiding or innocent, you know, peaceful people into criminals.
They sure do.
They actually shut one down here in New Hampshire that an actual prison shut down, but, you know, it was mostly to do it, due to it being rickety.
Oh. You know, they have a bigger one. Well, the jail. Oh, well, that's a jail. Actually, that's I'm thinking of jails. Yeah, we had a jail shut down and a much bigger jail built. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. Yeah. And most of the articles I found were lack of space because, you know, they need more prison. There's not enough because the inmates are piled and, you know, too many and they're over capacity and, you know, poor conditions. I found plenty of those articles, but very few on closing because people just started behaving all of a sudden, you know.
So what's happening in the Netherlands? Why are they closing the prisons there?
It just said due to the 90s, they overbuilt because there was so much hard, you know, crime was rampant. And by now, you know, things, I guess, you know, perhaps they're tolerant drug laws and they're, you know, they're people, they're, the politicians learn that, you know, as long as people aren't harming anyone else, they shouldn't be really considered criminals. And
yeah, that's true. It is. Netherlands is a place, one of the most tolerant places in the world as far as cannabis is concerned, even magic mushrooms and things like that. Even heroin, they've experimented with legal distribution of heroin there as well.
And we're the land of the free. You know, it's kind of ironic. I do have one last question. I realize on the air is not the place to ask it, but is there a way to change your password on your website?
That is a good question. I don't have an immediate answer for you there. Shoot me an email. I'll see if I can figure that out for you. And I think you
okay,
have.
Right,
I know there's like some sort of a user panel, but maybe through the BBS. That would be my guess, actually, now that I think of it. Because when you create an account over at freetalklive.com, it creates an account for you on the Free Talk Live BBS.
I bet there's something on your profile page.
Yeah, I know for a fact you can change it through the BBS. So that might work. Give that a shot. Let me know how it works out. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Loring in Florida. Loring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, Loring, what's on your mind?
I was calling in to talk about the Liberty on Tour arrest in Denver.
Yes, sir. Did you see the video?
I did see the video.
Folks can go to libertyontour.com to see it for yourself. We played some of the audio of the arrest last night. It's just such a shining example, if you will, of how awful of a police state we are living in.
Indeed. You know, I've noticed a lot of times that officers will say things to kind of justify in their head what they need to justify asking for your ID. I've seen things like, you know, they say, well, I don't know who you are, or, you know, we have the obligation to find out who you are. The other evening they said, you've offered alcohol to people we don't know is underage.
Mm-hmm.
How's that for grammar?
Yeah, it was awful.
but
to be fair, I mean, when you're under pressure and cameras are on you, you might not speak too clearly either.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think they encounter that too often, people, you know, just refusing to give ID, so they sort of have to create this. But I think the next question that should follow, you know, because they're basically saying, I'm asking for your ID because I don't know anything. The next mm-hmm. question should be, well, do you have any reason to believe that, you know, such and such or whatever they're accusing you of? And that sort of removes their justification for asking for your ID, I think.
Well, the cop would have said, well, we received complaints that you were giving out free beer.
Right, sure. And, you know, at that point, I suppose you could ask for, you know, what is this based on or what do you have evidence? I mean, in the end, they'll probably, you know,
he did try to ask that, as I recall. I think Adam from Liberty on Tour asked a similar question when the cop responded with that. And the cop basically just moved right along and said, "Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about you giving me ID right now." It's just like when I was in the city council chambers refusing to hand over the beer bottle that I had in my hands, and I asked a question about, because the cop was demanding that I hand it over and was demanding that I leave, and I asked a question about, well, you know, I don't even remember what my question was, but essentially he said, "We're not going to argue about that. I need to see this and that, or you need to do this and that," and they just move right along.
Sometimes they choose to follow the little rules that the government has set down for them, and sometimes they don't. And when they don't, there's really not much you can do about
it. No, you're going to get arrested if you don't jump to it and do whatever
it is. It's not like the government's going to crack down on police officers that break the laws that the government has made for it.
Just get on video and make the police officer look like an ass on video, you know.
Yeah, they did that over at Liberty on Tour. They certainly succeeded.
Yeah, just get that. That's the only accountability you're really going to get is, like, public embarrassment. That's about the only tool we have.
If you think about it, that's not going to happen in this case because it's Denver, right?
Right.
I mean, the people of Denver are not going to see this video for the most part unless they happen to be liberty activists in Denver.
Well, it's valuable that people can see, you know, the more police sort of overreaching and acting like they're in charge and you're a second-class citizen and you'll do what they say, mm-hmm. sort of acting like taskmasters, as it were, the more of that there is, then the more people say, wow, this is out of control, and then people will pick up and move.
Cumulatively, sure, Mark. I agree with what you're saying there, but as far as making a change in Denver is concerned, it's not going to have a dent.
Nope.
No, I think it's a case where I've said before that we may end up with some of the best police in the country here because we are creating like a structure of accountability of some sort. You know, we're publicizing a lot about the police here. There's like
a really massively
growing cop watch organization. And so what we really will, I think, have the closest thing you can get to peace officers in a state society, you know, in a society where there is this nearly omnipotent state, you know.
Lauren, do you have other thoughts for us?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, it's not going to prevent you from getting arrested, but you might be able to set up some sort of legal standing if you were to take your case to court. And, you know, Mark had said that asking, is that a lawful order to an officer who asked for your ID is probably not going to be that effective. So I'm trying to come up with things that might be a little more effective than just putting ideas out there.
You might as well put ideas out there in that. You know, people, yeah, you can have things to say to these officers, but, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to. They're not incantations that ward off the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Of course not, but.
Thanks, Loring, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Dale, to your point about what we've got here in New Hampshire, where activists are making the move every single week, they're coming here, they're getting active in various different ways. It's pretty exciting to think about. I mean, the idea that. Right now, we've really only got a few dozen activists in any given area of New Hampshire.
And they're already having an impact.
Right.
And people are still coming.
A very disproportionately large impact.
Yeah.
I mean, we, like you said, Mark, in the very beginning, when you were here initially, when we'd first moved, you had a situation where you were recording a cop on the street and they freaked out about it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anymore in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. So there's been progress in that area. Police expect to be recorded. They, you know, and they conduct themselves accordingly.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Imagine what will change when there are more activists in a given area than there are government bureaucrats. I think that's going to be a very interesting time. You can take control. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. And this is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by
itself? Are you waiting for a SinoFresh
discount? Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download last week's worth on the front page. Click into the archives section, and you will find years worth of archives there. Head on over to freetalklive.com and know this. The archives are brought to you by HostGator.
It's hostgator.freetalklive.com. It's the portal we've set up there. Use that portal. You get your first month completely free of web hosting at hostgator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything for that matter. You can create your very own website, whether it's a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. They make it easy for you with website builder tools and templates. Go check it out at hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're here. We're going to take your phone calls. If you make them, 800-259-9231. Oh, and we've got the answer for changing your password on the website. You just click your name up in the top right when you're logged in, and then you click Edit. And that should bring you to the account information. It should be fairly straightforward from that point. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of our features there. You will find that they are for free. So since we're talking about weapons, we've kind of got a weapon-oriented discussion going on here with the whittling man being shot to death in Seattle for whittling. And, of course, not obeying, really. That's the reason why he was shot to death, because he didn't do exactly what the man with the gun and the badge told him to do. In the case in Philadelphia, there's some news about 9 men that have been arrested in the last 2 years there in the city, including 4 of them being security guards who are carrying guns legally. And they were arrested and held for various lengths of time. According to the men, only one of their guns has been returned. Each of the this is a story from the Philly.com. 8 of the men said that they were detained by the police, 2 of them for 18 hours each. 2 were hospitalized for diabetic issues while in custody, one of whom was handcuffed to a bed. Charges were filed against 3 of the men, only to be withdrawn eventually by the district attorney's office. The Civil Rights Unit of the City Solicitor's Office confirmed that it's handling eight such cases. Two of the men interviewed by the Daily News said they rejected settlement offers from the city, ranging from $3,500 to $7,500.
Wow.
One of them accepted a $5,000 offer. Most of the cases hinge on what local authorities call the Florida loophole, under which a Pennsylvania resident can obtain a non-resident permit to carry a concealed weapon through the mail from another state, even without a permit in Pennsylvania. The loophole is unpopular with Philadelphia cops, who say it allows those denied a permit here or whose permits were...
Well, everybody's denied a permit there, because it's almost impossible to get a gun in a major city.
Is that right? I don't know about that.
I'm just guessing.
It's probably difficult. I certainly know it's near impossible in New York.
You need to get one legally.
Right.
Right. Getting a gun is probably not difficult at all.
These stupid permits only keep people that are trying to follow the law from getting guns.
Sure.
I mean, it's illegal for me to own a gun because I am a convicted felon. But come on! Really? I mean, listen to me, people. Are you that dense that you don't think I can go out and get a gun if I want one? I mean, really, if I want to commit a crime tonight, I can have a gun in an hour, and I can go commit that crime. All you're doing is preventing the people that I might commit it against from defending themselves.
Pretty much, because criminals don't follow the law, by definition.
Right? Stupid.
Well, anyway, according to the story here, the cops don't like this loophole because it allows those who've been denied a permit or whose permits were revoked to circumvent Philadelphia authorities and obtain it elsewhere. But proponents say it's necessary because Philadelphia has unusually strict criteria for obtaining concealed carry permits. So you were right, Mark. Philadelphia,
it's an easy guess, right?
According to police and gun owners, relies heavily on a clause that allows denial of a permit based on character and reputation alone. So we don't like the way you look.
Yeah.
You don't get the gun.
Well, what's the reputation? You have to have 10 letters from people with PhDs and members of the clergy? I mean, you know.
Good question. Proponents say it's necessary because Philadelphia has unusually strict criteria. The men interviewed by the Daily News had varying reasons for seeking non-resident permits from Florida or other states, including
easier.
Having been denied a Philly permit because of unpaid parking tickets. Sorry, you don't get to defend your family because you didn't pay a parking ticket. I mean, that's how absurd these people are.
Well, these guys were security guards, weren't they?
Some of them were.
Okay.
Some of them. I don't think all of them were. I think four of the nine were security guards. But who cares?
Well,
you can't have a gun because you didn't pay a ticket?
You were suggesting that they were trying to defend their families. If they're security guards, they have guns for different reasons. They're trying to...
Whatever. They can't carry a gun for whatever reason. I mean, security guards have families too, right?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, everybody should be able to carry a gun.
Yeah.
I think it's a right.
Some say that they carry a Florida permit because it's recognized by more states than a Pennsylvania one. Two of the security guards say they were on the job when their guns were taken and that they were holding licenses issued by the state police to security officers under Pennsylvania's Act 235, the Lethal Weapons Training Act. Despite following the law, all of the men said they were treated like criminals by city cops who either ignored their rights or didn't know the laws. Gee. What a shock.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
The government agents themselves, the men who are tasked with so-called enforcing the laws, the law enforcement officers, as they are called, don't even know what laws they're enforcing.
And these fellows, when they make these mistakes, they don't pay a price.
That's right.
So their incentive is to make the mistake. Put the guy in jail, handcuff him to a bed while he's having a diabetic, going into a diabetic coma, because you won't be punished for that.
They're not paying that settlement, right. That's $5,000.
$5,000 or whatever it is. That settlement, they're not paying that. So these guys, their union's gonna protect them, and all they're motivated to do is to, you know, cover their butts.
Fran Healy, a lieutenant special advisor to the police commissioner, acknowledged that some city cops apparently are unfamiliar with some concealed carry permits, but he said it's better for cops to err on the side of caution.
Right. It is better for cops to err on the side of throwing people in jail, because after all, that's what we hire them for. We hire them to hassle normal, everyday people who want to protect themselves and their families or carry a gun. Because we don't really want people to have guns.
The rhetoric is that you should. It's better to free one guilty person than to set free 10 guilty people than to jail or punish one innocent man.
Yeah, but
that's the rhetoric.
The government
uses that
rhetoric.
It doesn't apply. Well, that's the rhetoric of this whole free country of America. That's You know,
right, that's a nice thing to say.
It's great. It's a lot of great rhetoric, but the reality is different, obviously.
Right. So, officer, here's the quote from the lieutenant, the special advisor. Officer safety comes first.
Officers weren't in danger. They went and found these people.
And not infringing on people's rights comes second. This is the quote from the police's lieutenant. The officer safety comes first, so we'll just do whatever the F we want to because we think, you know, we're scared.
As long as we can call it officer safety. Right. I mean, after all, a security guard with a gun on his hip is a big danger to our officers walking around with guns
right.
on their hips.
We'll talk a good game about how brave our officers are and how heroic they are, but whenever they can say they're scared, well, that just justifies them doing whatever the flip they want.
Why does officer safety come first? I thought their job was to risk themselves for innocent people
people. You silly man. That's what you've just fallen for their little line, hook,
they
line,
get it
and
both
sinker.
Ways. They get to have their cake and eat it, too. Yeah. They get to be the heroes who are out protecting innocent
right.
people and putting their lives on the line every day. And then the moment, like, there's like all these innocent people dying, getting shot because they have a whittling knife or because of some stupid thing, because officer safety comes first. I'm sorry, you don't get to be heroes and also be these whiny little pathetic
chicken asses.
Chickens. Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't get both.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Pick
here.
Pick one.
If a little dog runs up and wags its tail, oh, the officer was justified in blowing your dog's head off because he was scared. The heroic officer blew your dog's head off because he was scared.
Up, I mean, the evidence in that Missouri case was he shot them while they were in cages. They shot dogs in cages in
the
their
The barking
homes.
Was scary. It was very
it's scary. Barking.
He didn't know how many dogs there were in the other room. They could have run out at any time. He was scared. Officers scary. They're scared. They're so scared. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. And so, if you scare a cop, you could end up dead. Or in this case, you could end up in a cage for 18 hours as they take your gun and, ruin your life. More coming up. We'll tell you about their stories on the way.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy 3, get 1 free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3 get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Show is Free Talk Live. The reason we call it that is because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights a week over at freetalklive.com and on your local radio station and on free-to-air KU-band satellite and on your phone and pretty much wherever we can get the darn show. Go over to freetalklive.com to learn more about your various listening options. Head again over to freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, there are ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. Same great Amazon with the same super selection, free super saver shipping, great prices. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because Free Talk Live is getting a cut.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL at FreeMarketUnderdog.com, the book, An Island Called Liberty.
All right, we're going to continue here. Take your phone calls. We started a story out of Philly, Philly.com, reporting on nine men who have been arrested in the last 2 years in Philadelphia who are completely legally carrying firearms, but nonetheless, some of them spent 18 hours in jail. They were charged with these crimes. Eventually, all of the charges ended up being dropped. In fact, the city actually offered them small settlements.
But the cops don't like it.
The cops are livid that people would dare carry guns in their city, dare go and get a permit from another state government, and then tout that around as though it's equivalent to the Philly permit. And actually, as the gun guys are saying here, the Florida permit, for instance, is better than the Pennsylvania permit because in Florida there are more states that have reciprocal agreements to honor that permit. So if you're a security guard or something like that, and four of the nine men are,
and sometimes you go across the state line. I mean, Philly's not that far from Jersey, not that far from Delaware, not that far from New York City. So sometimes you may have to, for whatever reason, escort a vehicle across state lines and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it just makes sense to have more reciprocal agreements. Anyway, so we're going to continue here. We've got actually Karen who's in, I guess you're in Philadelphia, or you're in Pennsylvania, Karen?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania. I live about 30 miles outside of Philly.
Gotcha.
In a town called Lovettown. And, well, it's really hard to get a permit out there in Philly. Whereas I'm in the suburbs, and I had to fill out one form, and I put three references down, one of which was like a 99-year-old woman that the only people I knew, and she never got called. Mm-hmm. And I got my permit within 3 days. So they're really easy in the suburbs, but everyone knows you don't go to the city with a weapon. It's just like it's illegal. It's a different state. It's not even Pennsylvania when you go to Philly.
So if you have the license to carry concealed, you, I mean, I don't know what kind of license you have, but if you have a license to carry concealed, you wouldn't be, I mean, you'd be crazy to go to Philadelphia with it?
Yes. Huh. That's exactly right. One time, I was at Philly, oh man, it was about 3-4 months ago. We were showing some people around the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I always carry, I don't even think about it. So I was going in to go see the Liberty Bell, and they were was looking to my purse. And what's really odd is they didn't find my weapon, but they found my mace. And the lady had to take it to her supervisor to see if it's okay I come in with mace to the Liberty Bell. They lost my weapon. They didn't see that at all.
Well, it's funny, like they found the mace first, and then they were like, you know, they stopped looking.
Yeah.
We found something. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It was really weird. But no, and normally I won't even carry a weapon out there.
Because you're worried that they will do something like they did to these guys, right? Where they're going to just ignore their laws.
Really crazy. I started listening to you guys about three and a half years ago. And when I first listened to you guys, I thought that you were, you know, a little bit off on the deep end as far as conspiracy theories and top stories. And lo and behold, 3 years later, I'm, like, right there with you. So
you know,
well, we're not really a conspiracy show.
That's how it was.
We don't actually.
I mean, like, you tend it. I think what she's trying to say is that it's a view of the world. Like, you know, hey, cops are overstepping their bounds. Mm-hmm. When I started doing this show,
and government's bad was what you thought. And I don't know. I just wasn't there yet. But
sure, most people aren't.
My husband and I are now looking at property up in New Hampshire.
Oh, that is awesome. So exciting.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you up here.
So, Mark, I thought you had another question.
Yeah, it was just a comment. When I started doing this show, I was, you know, very much the on board with the whole police thing. Look, these guys are doing their best, they step out of line sometimes, but that's what you gotta have to have a free society. And it's just the amount of stories that I get on a daily basis that have essentially changed my mind to believe that, look, we got a lot of guys that just believe they can do whatever the heck they want out there.
No doubt about it. Did you have any other comments for us, Karen?
No, that's all I
have. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you sharing that. So, Karen, afraid to even go into the city of Philadelphia, despite the fact that she's a legal gun-carrying woman there in Pennsylvania.
It kind of reminds me, I mean, to a lesser extent, the same thing seems to happen here. If you look at the trouble that Manchester people experience versus Keene people in terms of carrying guns.
Here in New Hampshire,
It's always been a trivial thing, carry guns in Keene, but they've been challenged several times in Manchester, even though it's totally legal.
Yeah,
the laws are no different.
It's one thing that's never happened here in Keene is that the cops in Keene have never stopped, at least that I know of, any liberty activists from, you know, and harassed them in any way, shape, or form for carrying. However, a few days ago, there was a Port 411 that went out that announced that Rich Paul was possibly being arrested in the city hall. And Rich Paul's kind of known, he's one of the activists here, known for carrying around a revolver with him openly at all times. And what had happened was he'd gone up to the city, he was in the city building, and he'd gone up to the, I guess he went to use the bathroom on the second floor, which is where the courthouse, or the court is. But the court, the second floor is shared by the court on one side, and then on the other side, there's city offices. And so when you walk up the stairs and you go out into the bathrooms, you have not entered a secure area at that point. But the bailiffs...
It's very, very close to a secured
right
area.
Border.
And you can imagine how this works. Like a guy who says, I'm here to stop... A guy whose assignment is, stop weapons from coming past here could very, you know, over time his,
he saw the gun.
His radar direction just gets a little farther out. He just moves his purview out.
They freaked out. They took Rich Paul into custody, and they disarmed him, and they held him there while the police, Keene police, were called. When the police came and figured out what went wrong, what had happened, now this is, you know, this isn't going to happen in many other places, but here in Keene, they actually gave Rich his gun back. They, you know, set him loose, and they actually pulled him over and apparently apologized to him privately, and they said, look, this is a training issue. These guys don't know what the heck they're doing. Basically, the bailiffs.
You know what? That thrills me. Just an apology. Not looking for compensation or just apologizing to me is just
I don't know if it was an apology. I didn't hear it, so I'm presuming it was.
Just stating that it was a mistake is really
something. Yeah, stating it was a mistake, acknowledging a mistake on the behalf of government would be like leaps and bounds ahead of what I'm used to.
It's true. It's pretty unheard of.
Yeah.
So that's the one incident, but it wasn't Keene Police that did that.
I mean, I don't want to imply that that's enough and we can stop. You know, they acknowledge a mistake, but I'm just saying that that's unusual.
Yeah. So it wasn't Keene PD. It was the Stateys, the bailiffs, the suit coat guys at the courtroom.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eddie, listening in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale.
Hey.
Hey, Eddie.
Whoa. Hey, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a story, give you my opinion, and then I want your opinion.
Okay.
And it's about guns. All right, 1991, two guys came into my house. I brandished my 12-gauge shotgun. I'm here to tell you I'm alive, and I didn't even have to those guys, they just ran off. So just brandishing my weapons was enough.
That's great.
Well, a couple years later, I got into some trouble, but nothing major, but everything in Ohio is a felony now. Even your third DUI is a felony. So I am a convicted felon, and so now I'm not allowed to own a weapon. So if those same two guys were to come into my house now, I can't defend myself. I personally think anybody who commits any kind of crime, once they serve their time, they should be allowed to defend themselves.
Sure, they should.
Absolutely.
So I was wondering what's your opinion on that.
Well, I'm a convicted felon, and I can tell you that it's absolutely ridiculous. I understand why people say, oh, well, felons shouldn't have guns, especially violent felons, or at least felons that killed somebody or shot somebody or something. I can understand why they say it, because they're trying to solve a problem. But it's not the solution to the problem. All that does is keep people, violent felons, that want to obey the law.
They're turning their lives around and making a change and becoming a different person. They should be able to carry whatever weapons they want. Thanks for the call, Eddie. Appreciate it. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.